I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, come on,
showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, G.E., the mule, whatever you like to call Gary Ellerson.
Yeah.
The star of the show. That
well,
works too.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the star of the show, but.
That's why it's the Big Show. The day you retire, we'll have to change the name.
Well, no, it's the Big Show because we have big personalities, including yourself. And I just want to say. Steve, as we start off the
open this door was
Thanksgiving,
my fault. I apologize.
Holiday season, that I'm really thankful that
Here we go.
That I have you in my life and that you.
This is ridiculous.
No, I really am.
Let's just get to the questions.
I really am. I'm really thankful
today.
That you brought me into this industry. I mean, I would have never. I mean, I was dabbling doing some stuff, but I would have never
ABC Channel 12 in Milwaukee, call-in Monday night
never
with Dan Eagles and Homer.
To this point doing this, and I appreciate you. I mean, sometimes we get on each other's nerves. I get it.
It happens when you're together all the time.
And I really didn't realize that you're in such a small box, but I do. I appreciate you for getting me started in this business, and, you know, listen, I couldn't have done all this without you.
Do you know what I appreciate?
Good career. What?
I appreciate that we're both still here.
That too.
And still doing radio after all these years is amazing.
15, 16 years here.
Not a lot of people get to do it for this long.
And I didn't realize that. Well, I mean, no. I mean, we got a lot of jokers in this industry that's been around for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if I can call names, but I mean, there's a lot of guys that's been here for, 30 years doing this. And, you know, it's just to be thankful to do it. And really, I think what we do is, what we try to do is make it enjoyable, make it funny, make it entertaining. And we're in the entertainment, but put a smile on people's faces. Mm-hmm. We do our toy drive, and we try to give back to the community. I mean, I think we do a lot of nice things here that we just – sometimes we just get bogged down into what we do every day, but I think at the end of the day, we do a lot of nice things for a lot of people.
And that toy drive going on right now through next Friday,
absolutely,
December 3rd, the toy drive that we do at the Milwaukee radio station, the flagship, The Fan. It's The Fan's 15th annual toy drive, benefiting children's in Wisconsin, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet. All you have to do is go to 1250amthefan.com, 1250amthefan.com, and click on the toy drive link to donate today. It's The Fan's 15th annual toy drive presented by Annex Wealth Management through December 3rd. Again, those kids are going to be in children's over
absolutely
the holidays. And again, depending on how we do, if we do really well, it could not only supply them through the holidays, it could supply them through all of next year as well, depending on how well we are. As far as those of you buying toys, that's good. Continue to buy toys. That would be great. I will have Dropbox locations for you next week, early next week, of where they're all going to be set up. We're just locking in some locations and getting the boxes and all that stuff. But we'll have that all set up for you At some point early next week, and then you can drop off the toys, and we'll be all set.
Well, just think about this, and not to get too sappy here, but, you know, the incident that happened in Waukesha, a lot of those kids went out to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. And so a lot of those kids will be in intensive care, or they'd be there for a long. They'll have an opportunity to enjoy some of these toys that you guys will go out and get and donate to us. Because, I mean, listen, over the holiday time, a lot of kids, they need some goodness within their lives and some sort of happiness. And that's what you're doing. You're giving back to your community, especially, and you know, just a horrible thing happened in Waukesha. I know a lot of those kids are out there, and I think they will benefit greatly from that.
The cool thing, I got a talked to a buddy of mine last night. He texted me, said, hey, give me a call. So I called him. And him and, I don't know, 70 to 100 people, however many people there are every year, they do this bowling thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like a Thanksgiving scrambler. A lot of people bowl on Thanksgiving morning, you know, nine pin, no tap or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they decided yesterday that they wanted to try and put together some auction items and try and raise some money for some of the families that are affected by this. Mm-hmm. And that's a big turnaround. I mean, the thing is, Thanksgiving is Thursday. They're just trying to put this together yesterday. Yeah. So they started reaching out to people, and they're getting wine baskets, and they're getting stuff from different businesses wanting to be a part of it.
Right.
And that's the cool thing is the community always rallies.
Yes.
Always.
And, you know, and I know we're not doing it in person like we've done in years past. And that was always truly exciting.
My favorite week of the year.
For us. But I think still we have to adjust with the times, and we're doing it this way, and still people need stuff from us. And so we're still able to make this happen and do it virtually and still put a smile on the kids' face during the holiday season. I think at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Coming up today on the Wendy's Big Show, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, Minnesota Tennessee Titan. He'll
Can't
join us.
Wait to get at him.
Coming up in about 20 minutes.
You think he's
going to
call us?
No, we call him.
You think he's going to answer the phone?
Oh, yeah. You don't care.
You know we're going to go in on him right away. I probably should tweet something right now.
But this is the problem. The Packers lost.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
I'm going to say the Titans lost and be like, so did the Packers.
No,
so I was wrong about them, too.
Well, and who was his second team? Remember?
Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dallas, Tennessee,
they lost
Packers.
Yeah.
Dallas was one.
Yeah.
Tennessee was two. Yeah. All three of his top three lost.
Yes.
All three of them.
Yes.
Tannehill threw four picks, though. The other two did not. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer, lead off the second hour of the show. And then Corbin Burns, NL Cy Young pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. He joins us to lead off the last hour of the show. I am so excited Corbin Burns.
Good get. I just want to say this. We're going to get into this topic. Plucker is feeling some sort of kind of way now.
What's wrong?
He's never done
this. He seemed fine today when
he's never done this.
It's in a good mood.
Is today Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday. Yeah. Dan Plucker hosting tomorrow because Gary and I are off tomorrow.
Yeah. I have never seen him do Michigan 2 days in a row.
Well, it's not because they're winning.
No.
Michigan basketball lost their last two
games. No, he's gearing up for Saturday.
Oh, you think it's Ohio State week?
Oh, I think it's Ohio State week.
Plucker, is this so?
I think he's gearing up.
I thought it was
Saturday.
The basketball thing.
No. Yeah. No, it's for football.
Yeah,
No. I mean, they're going to lose, but
He's gearing up.
Really?
He's got the block M on. He's got the glasses on like Beauchamp.
I want Michigan to win that game.
Huh?
I want Michigan to win that game. As a Badger fan.
I don't know.
I want Ohio State out. I don't want to deal with Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. I don't want to play Ohio State.
I'll play Michigan
State, whatever. Ohio State.
For the first time ever, I'm opposite of you because you do stuff like this. I want Ohio State because I want to beat them Jokers because them Jokers don't want it 6 years in a row, I think. I want them. That's who I want.
Gary.
I want to beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. That's who I want. That would be something you would say.
It would be. But
you're not going
with
me on this one?
No, this team isn't good enough to even compete with them.
I don't care.
The Badgers aren't good enough.
We're never going to be good enough.
No,
But
the Badgers are good enough. If Ohio State loses, Plucker, who comes out of that side?
Oh, you're right.
Michigan. It's either Michigan or Ohio State. It comes down to this game.
Completely can compete with Michigan. They cannot compete with Ohio State. No chance. So if Michigan can shock the world and somehow or another get lucky and win, or however they have to do it, I feel much better about getting Michigan again, who they've already seen once.
No.
The Badgers have seen Michigan.
I want Ohio State.
Badgers haven't seen Ohio State at all this year. I like going and playing this game, this team again, a second time. The Braylon Allen and show will show
give
up.
Give me Ohio State. Give me the team that been kicking folks' butts all year long. This will be so, Steve,
it's
I can't believe
be no
you're, going
different.
This, think you're going against me on this one.
I don't want to get embarrassed. They're going to get embarrassed.
It doesn't matter because here's the thing.
It does matter.
Even if we beat Ohio State, we're not going to be in the championship series.
I don't
so
care.
What would end up happening is no team in the Big Ten will be in the championship series. I don't care. I want Ohio State.
If they beat Ohio State, I don't care about the rest of it. That would be a huge deal for Badger fans.
Yeah.
If they won the Big Ten
championship.
But we
won't be in the Big Ten series.
But you'd be in the Rose Bowl.
Yes. You'd be in the Rose Bowl.
But you still beat Ohio State.
If we lose like 52-25, Michigan will go to the Rose Bowl.
I don't care.
I think. You see it that way, Pluck?
You think Michigan goes to the Rose Bowl if the Badgers get hammered by Ohio State?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Whatever. I don't care. All I know is
– You don't sound too excited about that.
I want to win a Big Ten championship, and I don't think they can beat Ohio – I don't think they can keep it close to Ohio State. I don't, because Ohio State's just going to walk everybody up and be like, beat us, Graham Mertz, and he can't. That's the end of it. But I have faith that Jim Harbaugh could screw things up on his side.
Oh.
So from that perspective, I feel much better. Come on. We've seen Harbaugh screwed up.
The thing is, if Michigan beats Ohio State, it means they're playing their best football of the season.
Oh, right, and there's not going to be a better high than that. It's going to be hard to get up for a Big Ten championship game after you beat Ohio State.
I don't think so.
The Badgers are going to
be
up
Michigan's
regardless.
First Big Ten championship game. I don't think they're going to struggle to get up to play the Badgers. No.
Could you imagine?
100%.
Could you imagine?
That's crazy.
Could you imagine if they beat Ohio State and lose to Wisconsin?
That could happen.
What would the Michigan fan base be like?
Oh, I would go so crazy. I would be so mad.
But you beat Ohio State.
I'd be happy we beat Ohio State, but that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to get to the college football playoff. And
how many losses do Michigan have? One?
One right now to Michigan State. And they should have won that game.
Yeah, because they would be then in a championship series. They lose, they'd knock them out of everything.
Yeah, they're done. Wisconsin would eliminate the Big Ten from.
Yes.
The final four games.
Yes.
Or the playoff.
Then we would go to the Rose Bowl.
Correct.
And Michigan would probably go to Florida somewhere.
Right. With Ohio State.
Yeah. They both go down to
New Year's Day, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Or in Florida, right. Yep. Outback in the Capital One. Is that what they're called?
Those two? Yes. Right. One of those in Orlando or
right.
the other
one's
in
Tampa.
Yeah.
Right. Michigan always ends up in Tampa, I feel like, year to year. Right? You agree with that, Blocker?
Well, they play somewhere down south.
Florida, every
year. Peach Bowl or Outback Bowl or whatever it be.
Yeah. So, either way. So, we'll see. I'm rooting for Michigan. I hope Michigan beats Ohio State because I think the Badgers' chances are much better against Michigan at this point than Ohio State. All right, coming up next, should this Packers offense be more aggressive coming up this week against the Rams, considering Mason Crosby's struggles? Should the Packers offense be more aggressive considering the struggles of Mason Crosby? Meaning, 4th-and-3 at the 20, go for it. Don't kick the field goal. You know, 4th-and-5 at the 12, go for it. Don't kick the field goal. That type of aggressive is what I'm talking about. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Be a 32-yarder for Mason Crosby. Hit a 54-yarder on the opening drive. And it hits off the post and it bounces forward. It's no good. Another miss for Crosby, his 8th of the year.
8 misses. And that doesn't even include extra points. That is the low light, I guess I will say, courtesy of Fox, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Dan Plucker, executive producer, and you. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. The Bucks embarrassed the Magic last night. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and Dan Plucker asking you, should the Packers' offense be more aggressive considering Mason Crosby's struggles? Should they be more aggressive considering the struggles of Mason Crosby? And again, I don't know if I'm going to the extent of saying I'm just not kicking field goals anymore, but I think I am going to the extent of considering how much he struggled between 30 and 39, and you're close enough, I may get a little bit more aggressive in that area. It doesn't seem like he's missing the long ones as much, But those mid-range ones, Gary's, are being the ones that tends to be an issue.
Here's what goes into that for me. Defense. How well is our defense playing? Would dictate to me the chances that I'm going to take.
They better have Rashawn Gary back.
Right. Exactly right. So, if we're playing well, they got to have Gary. I mean, that will dictate to me whether I'm going to go for it or not. If our defense is playing really, really good, yeah, I'm taking chances. If not, I'm trotting Mason Crosby out there. The 54-yarders, you're right, he seemed to be okay with those.
Even though it wasn't pretty.
Right.
It was low.
It was low. He seems to be okay with – that's is really just a tough question. I think for me, I guess the telltale sign would be is how well my defense is playing. Because if my defense is playing well – if I'm on the plus side over there, I'm going for it every single time.
I want to see what Rodgers does. That, to me.
Well, Rodgers is going to say, let's go for it, because he knows Mason's struggling as well.
Exactly. But then how does Crosby read that? Like, you don't have faith in me anymore?
It doesn't matter. Crosby's got to get down with that. He knows. He knows he's not playing well. He knows he's not right.
Right.
So. And he knows that decisions are going to be made, whether now they would look to me to go for it, now I don't, and now they want to go for it. He knows that. So he just got to get down with that. So it's defense for me, how well the defense is playing.
Travis tweets at Big Show Network. So, Sparky, basically what you're saying to us is Green Bay should practice going for it on fourth when you're close to the end zone, just like how they should have done it in the NFC Championship game.
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes, Travis, you are 1,000% correct. You put that together very nicely. Yes. Yes. Spoosh. Yes. I don't think I recognize that one.
But see, all that too, Steve, still, I think a lot of circumstances plays into that. I mean, the question is, would you say yes to that? But I think you have to take into consideration of what was happening in that game, how it went. You had three turnovers. We need to relive it in the second half, and the offense did nothing with it. I mean, you had ample opportunity to – I mean, you should have blown Tampa Bay out.
Should have.
With the opportunities that you had in that game, and you did nothing with it.
Nothing.
And he says, you know what? Let's get the sure points. And once again, the defense was playing really well.
I'd say so. They had three picks.
They had three picks in the second.
The Kevin King play before the half.
They did not. But Kevin King, yeah. But they have been playing well there in the second half, and so I get it.
All right, the question is, should the Packers offense be more aggressive considering Mason Crosby's struggles? Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, Westwood One radio analyst on Thursday Night Football. He'll join us coming up the next segment. Dial it up, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Doug in Luxembourg, listening to WDUZ in Green Bay. You're up first on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Doug?
Oh, I got two comments, one on the Packers, one on the Badgers.
No problem.
Packers first.
Okay.
Yeah, like Gary says, depending on how the defense plays, if it's inside 40 yards, I think I'm going for it. You know, depending on how long it down and distance is to, you know, they could stand to be a little more aggressive as long as the defense is playing well. Now, Badgers point.
Yes.
I totally agree with Gary. There's no respect for the Wisconsin Badgers unless they do beat Ohio State. If they beat Michigan, they're going to say, oh, well, they got the easy route. They didn't have to play Ohio State. That's why you want to play Ohio State.
Yes.
There's no moral victories.
You
want to
beat them down.
There's no moral victories in sports.
Doug.
What's the difference if you lose by 40 or 1?
Doug, here we go.
You still lost.
Right, and who cares who you beat to win the Big Ten championship? You still won. It's still on your resume going forward in the history books, just like everybody said, oh, the Bucs title isn't real. The Nets weren't healthy, and everybody was beat up along the way, and they got lucky the way it was. Who cares? The Bucs still won an NBA championship. I don't care how it happened. They won it. And if the Badgers have to beat Michigan instead of Ohio State and the Badgers get lucky in that regard, fine with me. You still won a Big Ten championship when nobody thought you could.
You're confusing me, Steve.
That's all I'm saying.
You're confusing.
Thanks for the call.
You're confusing me.
What?
You're the joker who won. Give me the Dodgers. in which we know the Dodgers are the best team. I don't care. I want the Dodgers.
Yes.
Like, no, Steve, we don't want the Dodgers. Really, we want this other team because the Dodgers are really good.
Didn't matter, did it?
It get well, no.
Couldn't
it
beat the damn Braves?
No, it didn't matter. It did it.
No,
but still,
did the Dodgers beat the Braves? No.
No, but it's still the same thing, though.
No.
The Dodgers are the team. They're the team that you want to beat,
Gary.
And I didn't. This, to me, it's very similar in that. Give me Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Give me that team that has been running roughshod over the Big Ten for is it last 10 years? Maybe?
Yeah, since Urban got there.
You said that too. There's another call.
I told you it would never happen. I told you it was over.
There's another one.
And you told me I was crazy.
I said it never happened. I said, we're going to beat Ohio State.
That happened.
Dude, Urban Meyer coming. He ain't anybody beating Ohio State.
Nope, that's what I said. Ryan Day, as good, if not better, maybe, than Urban Meyer at this point. But having said
absolutely.
That, there's a big difference between those two. One, you just had the Dodgers in the playoffs and took them down in the last game with a chance to beat them. That's why I wanted the Dodgers. You were right there. And not only were you right there, your pitching is way better than it was the last time. You had three studs in the front of that rotation. It was set up to go take care of business there. Ohio State, man, you're not going to be within 21 of those dudes. It's not going to be close.
Dude,
the Dodgers,
you
took to the last game of the series, you had a chance.
Steve,
you're not going to have a chance
at
Ohio State.
It don't matter. It's always going to be like this with Ohio State. We're never going to recruit
like
that.
That's why I want
Michigan
to win.
Never, never. In order for us to win it, we're going to have to catch lightning in a bottle to beat Ohio State.
Or Michigan wins and we beat Michigan.
Why not this year? Give me Ohio State.
I want lightning in a bottle. Michigan beats Ohio State. We beat Michigan and it's over. Done. Toodles. And we ruin it for the Big Ten. Boy, Big Ten teams would be mad.
Well, no, the commissioner of the Big Ten.
And Big Ten teams.
Because they lose money.
Everybody gets a share of that money if they go to the playoff. Everybody would be mad at Wisconsin. Everybody would be mad at Wisconsin. Speaking of which, in fact, you know what? I can do it right now. We got time before Ross Tucker.
What?
Speaking of this, I don't know if you saw this or not. USA Today article.
What?
I saw it after our show meeting.
What you saw?
They put the bonuses in for college football coaches across the country for just being in a bowl game, just getting six wins and so forth. Hey, why don't you know it? The Badgers have the most jacked up thing compared to everybody else. So, for instance, I got it up right now.
Okay.
So, for instance, for Alabama, for Saban, right? We'll use him first.
Of course.
To start with, because it makes the most sense.
He's a trendsetter.
Right.
He's
so
a standard.
So, for Saban, $65,000 if they become bowl eligible. $25,000 for a 9-1 record assures the team will be playing in one of the Southeastern Conference's top seven non-CFP bowl games. $75,000. To win the SEC West Division title, right? Okay, fine.
Well, hold up. Let me just add that up. So he gets 75 for the SEC championship, right?
For the division title.
For the division, 75 for that. And then he gets another 65
for
bowl eligible. So that's we add those two numbers together.
That's 140.
And then what else does he get?
Another 25 if they're 9-1.
And then what does he get for a championship?
That is not on here.
Which
I'm assuming something.
$1 million.
Well, I don't know, but it's on here. So, like, for instance, Herm Edwards, right? Herm Edwards gets $50,000 at Arizona State if they're bowl eligible. Okay, makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Sam Pittman at Arkansas. If they get six wins, does Arkansas have six? They got six wins, don't they? Plucker, how many wins does Arkansas have? Are they bowl eligible yet? They got to be.
They are, yeah.
Right?
I would be shocked.
He gets $100,000 for winning six games.
Well, because they
go. Because it's Arkansas.
Yes.
Okay. So those are.
Just get to Wisconsin.
But it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So it's just straight amount of money. This is what you get.
Yeah.
Not Wisconsin. Oh, God, no. Paul Crist.
Yeah.
Unspecified share of staff bonus pool if they get a sixth win. He gets 2% of a defined staff payroll of $5.58 million. Then, if they win seven games, he gets a staff bonus pool increased to 4% of the defined payroll. So, it'll be $223,200 in that pool. Staff bonus pool increases to 7% of defined payroll with an 8 win. He gets 7% of that. That's $390,600. I look through all of these. Ain't nobody talking about staff bonus pools and percentages and all this nonsense.
So,
only Wisconsin.
But sounds like he's getting a lot of money, though. Just go back to that. He's getting more money than.
But the cool thing about this is, if I'm reading this right, that means they all get hooked up.
Yes.
Like all the coaches.
Yes.
So Leonard gets his slice.
Yes.
They all get a slice. These other guys, the head coach gets his slice.
Right.
And maybe they have their other deals set up for the other assistant coaches. But in this article, this is the only one talking about staff bonus pool money to where the assistant coaches get hooked up and then Chris gets a share too.
Right. So let me just get back to that. The four, just explain it to me because I'm a little slow here.
I'm really slow on this.
So do they get a percentage of the $225,000 or whatever? The assistant coaches, what do they get out of that?
Don't know. And this just says unspecified share of staff bonus pool. The amount of the pool is 2% of the defined staff payroll of $5.58 million. So whatever 2% of $5.58 million is the bonus pool, and then he gets a part of that. And then that bonus pool increases to 4% of that $5.58 million if they get 7 wins.
Right.
And then it increases to 7% of $5.58 million for the entire staff, and then he gets a share of that. But as it says in here, unspecified. Yeah. They don't know how much he gets of, how big of a share he gets of all of that money versus all the other assistants.
Okay. We're the smartest guy in the room, aren't we?
It's an institution. Man. I read this and I just started laughing.
Man.
I'm like, come on, man. Why can't you do anything simple?
We're graduating players, Steve.
I heard
a lot from our my Wisconsin people of this last game here against Nebraska and how most of the seniors, over 80% of the seniors, are going to graduate this year.
Well, isn't that nice? We'll talk about Axe Week coming up in the next hour as well. Ryan Wood lead off the next hour.
That's
great. Corbin Burns, Brewers NL Cy Young pitcher, will join the Wendy's Big Show live coming up here in the fourth hour of the show. But next, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider. You're not going to want to miss this one. That's next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Wendy's knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg, and cheese for just $1. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit sandwich today, limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Join the show now as Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today and visit them at BetQL.com as well. He's on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now, too. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Ross, thanks for coming on.
Of course. I got two things to tell you guys, though.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah,
you know what? This is a true story. I just went and got my booster shot.
Okay.
And as I'm driving back, I pop in a Starbucks. I love it. I did the app, and I timed it up perfectly right before you guys called me. I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is the state capital, central Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And the guy behind the counter at Starbucks, super friendly. Hey, how are you? And then I grab my Frappuccino and I walk out. Have a great day. He was wearing a Green Bay Packers mask.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
And and I knew you guys were going to call me, I was half tempted to be like, hey, dude, watch this. I'm about to get called by the biggest, best radio station in Wisconsin to talk Packers. Like, I almost wanted to, like, go back behind the, hey, you want to say something? You want to talk to Gary Emerson, legend? You want to talk to Sparky? I didn't do it because there was a bunch of people. Like, who are these people that every day just go into the Starbucks and just work there like it's their house?
Yep,
like,
they do.
I am amazed. There's people just sitting there. I see them every time I ever go in there. It's the same people, and they got their same spots.
Yep.
Like, if I own that Starbucks, I'd be like, listen, dude, you better get $200 a day of coffee or get your butt out of here. So, anyway, that was funny story number one. Number two,
yes.
We got to do this. Like, we got to do this show a different time. I try to eat healthy during the week, right? Like, yeah. Super healthy, because on the weekends, like, I'm doing three games this week. I got the Cowboys, Raiders.
Yeah.
Houston college football Saturday, then Ravens Brown. So I have a lot of press box food that I'll post on social media at Raw Sucker NFL. But every time I'm about to have like salmon and vegetables, and Sparky always talks about the breakfast sandwiches or whatever at Wendy's, and it's killing me. You're killing me, Sparky. I'm a recovering offensive lineman.
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing that I always am amazed by. You offensive linemen are so big and fat to a degree when you play, and then they get done, and the weight drops off and is gone.
This guy here, which I don't understand, I saw him the other day. He's eating some Cuban food somewhere, which looks just delicious. He's eating all this good food, plates, mounds and mounds of food, and I see pictures of him. He's all ripped up and cut up. I don't get it because I can't eat like that and look like he does. Blows my mind.
All right, so Gary, here's what I would tell you, okay? First of all, I'm not ripped up or cut at all. I am 250 pounds, so at 6'5", that looks decent, I guess. Here's the deal. I work out like twice a day. Like, I already worked out at 5 a.m. I'll work out again at like 3 p.m. And during the week, you don't see all the food I eat that I don't post. If I eat something good, I post it. Everything else I eat is healthy crap. Like this morning, I had blueberries and Greek yogurt.
Well, start posting some of the blueberries and Greek yogurt because you're starting to make me feel bad.
Well, no. And then for lunch, I'll have grilled salmon and vegetables. For dinner, I'll have a salad. Like, my other meals are lame. Now, I will say this. To me, they actually taste pretty good, and I'm used to it. But it just sort of sustains me to my next real – like, last night, okay, my daughters made dumplings with their aunt. And so we all got vanilla ice cream and dumplings, apple dumplings, which I'm a huge fan of. Neither one of my daughters liked the dumplings. So I took down three apple dumplings last night with vanilla ice cream. So they didn't even want the vanilla ice cream that was touching the dumpling. They wanted a new bowl new vanilla ice cream and chocolate syrup.
No.
So if you look at my Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, I took down three apple dumplings and three scoops of vanilla ice cream last night.
So give me your workout in the morning, then. What does that consist of, then?
I change it up a lot, but I do an hour of cardio 4 days a week.
Okay.
I lift 3 days a week. And I do interval training and yoga 3 days a week.
Okay.
So probably 10 workouts a week. Oh, definitely 8 or 9.
Okay. I can get down with it.
Ross, we got your Twitter up, and you did clean three bowls. That is true. That is very true. It looks delicious, though. It looks really, really good. Yeah, it does.
By the way, I'm starting to get upset for you guys. Like, it's not cool that Elgton Jenkins just tore his ACL.
No, not at all.
That's not cool.
No.
He's the best offensive lineman. And then I find out today that the reason why Bakhtiari's still not back, he had to get his knee scoped.
Yep.
Now, I hope that fixes the issue. But I got to be honest with you guys. No. Like, my Spidey sense goes up on that. That's not good, bro.
No, it's not.
That's not good at all. Mm-mm. That means something went wrong with the ACL surgery. And I'm nervous about Bakhtiari. I hope the scope cleaned it up, But when a guy has a major surgery and then he needs a scope to clean it up,
not good.
He usually then has to get a couple more scopes, and it's like it's like a maintenance thing. He's just trying to get through it for the next couple of years. Like I don't know who did the surgery, but I'm concerned for Packer Nation today.
Well, because even if you get the scope, and even if they do it right, let's just say they err on the side of caution, that's a month. That's 4 weeks.
Well, and Gary, something went wrong.
Yes.
Most guys, after they have an ACL surgery, don't have to get it scoped. I'm not blaming anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it didn't go smoothly. It didn't go well. So then it's, okay, question number one, did the scope fix it? Question two, how long will it be till he's back? Question three, when he's back after the scope, is he really 100%?
No.
Or is he battling through it?
And that's the worst thing that can happen, battling through it.
Right. And I don't want to go too far with this, but it's not great for Rodgers coming back next year either. If Bakhtiari's not 100% right and totally fine, that's kind of one more thing. Although it seems like, you guys tell me, it seems like he's softened a little bit on that because they're letting him have say in personnel. Is that fair?
Feels like it, yes. I would agree with that. Feels like it.
Well, then good. Well, then maybe it won't be a factor. Maybe he and Devontae will both stay and Bakhtiari will be fine. But, the thing that's crazy is, I think there's a pretty decent chance that the Packers are like the best team in the NFC. They just have their guys.
What happened to your guy Tannehill in Tennessee that you were promoting last week?
What did he just say?
What happened with Tannehill? Four picks against the Texans? Your number two team in your power rankings. Told you, Tennessee did not belong there.
Did you not hear me say? So, Sparky, I know you're Wisconsin-centric, but you're aware that the Titans are in the AFC.
I don't care.
Fine.
They're not better than the Packers.
I said Packers, best team in the NFC.
No, you said the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
You said the Cowboys were one.
Yes.
Tennessee 2, Packers 3.
Yeah,
that's
well,
what you said.
But guess what? That's the beauty of my power rankings on the Raw Sucker Football Podcast. I change them every week based on what I saw. So this week, I have the Packers ahead of the Cowboys. I think I have them ahead of the Titans.
There you go.
But I still have that. I have them behind the Arizona Cardinals. I'm actually impressed by the Arizona Cardinals. Think about this for a second, guys.
Yes.
Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
James Conner.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy.
Right.
AJ Green.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about all the guys that went to Arizona that you're all kind of like, that guy probably isn't. I mean, that's a real feather in their coach, Kingsbury, who I've been really hard on. Like, how do you not have a winning record in college with Patrick Mahomes? But, dude, I mean, he's got a bunch of veterans that have come in and played much better than I thought they would.
Can you tell me, give me this, what don't you like about Mike McCarthy? I just feel like Mike is just, he's taking a lot of hits out here as of late when he's got probably the number one offense in the league.
I don't think – well, first of all, and I don't know if this is fair or unfair, but first of all, I don't think he has hardly anything to do with the offense. I think he had everything to do with the offense in Green Bay when it went stale. I think Kellen Moore controls everything offensively for the Cowboys – which, by the way, is not a knock on McCarthy, because if I was a head coach, I wouldn't call the plays. That sounds like a lot of work. I would let some young guy that's smart and sharp call the plays. It's not a knock on McCarthy, but he doesn't get the credit for it. Like, he doesn't get for the offensive play design.
Well, I would say this, Ross. It looks to me as the same offense that they had in Green Bay when he was here. And it's all predicated on one-on-one matchups with your receivers. So you got to have good talent. So it looks like when they had Jordy Nelson, Jennings, JerMichael Finley, and all them guys. That's what this offense looks like right now in Dallas. It didn't look like that
So that is very interesting, Gary, that you say that, especially because
They couldn't score a touchdown.
Didn't look like that before he got
there. On Sunday against the Chiefs,
right.
Even though I teased them up to getting 8.5 points on the Even Money podcast, they couldn't even get one touchdown.
Right.
And it's because Cooper didn't play, and then CeeDee Lamb got hurt, and the O-line got destroyed by Chris Jones.
Correct.
That's exactly what happened. Follow him on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, Odyssey NFL Insider, Westwood One radio analyst as well. Ross, thanks so much.
Appreciate you, man.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, Ross.
Likewise. See you guys. You too.
Yep. All right. Take care. There he is, Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. He's on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Ross Tucker depressed me. I'll tell you why next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University Studios. Online learning, 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. We got a couple minutes. What he said, I'm not seeing anybody on social media bring up until he said it. Not that people aren't thinking it, but he said it. About David Bakhtiari. Of the fact of something didn't go right. Like, if you're having to go in for a scope after that surgery, something didn't go right. And then the more concerning thing after he said that was that sometimes this could lead to being a maintenance issue going forward for the next couple of years where you're constantly having to get scopes to clean it up, and then that puts you out 3-4 weeks at a time or whatever the case may be.
The scope should be recovery time, 4 weeks. That's the standard recovery time from a scope. Now, with him, are you trying to rush him back before 4 weeks? I don't think that you should. It's going to be up to him, obviously, how he feels. But a scope is a four-week deal here.
All right, so let's have this conversation. We've got a couple minutes left here. So look at the schedule, right? The Rams game, I'm fearful for Aaron Rodgers' life. We've already talked about that.
They're going to be okay there if they do the right thing. But it's all going to be on Rodgers. We're going to talk about that in which hour, Steve?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up in the third hour of the show. Okay?
I'll tell you how that works.
After the Rams, then you get a bye week, which is good timing.
Right.
Okay. Then it's the Bears in prime time. Mm-hmm. Then it's at Baltimore, home against Cleveland.
So Cleveland's when he should be back.
Home against the Vikings at the Lions.
Yeah.
Do you need him for the game in Baltimore?
Well, I'm just telling you, Cleveland is probably when it should be his slated
Cleveland is Christmas Day.
Yeah. Cleveland is his slated return time.
So Christmas Day would be what you're expecting.
Because when did he have it? We don't know. But let's say he's already a week into the scope.
No. Did Pelissero, he just said he just got it? He just got it because I think he's out this week now for practice. I think he's got it.
He hasn't practiced in a minute. He hasn't practiced in at least like 3-4 days, Steve. At least.
Right, but they said he was out this week for practice and definitely out this week for the game because he had the scope.
Right, so when did he have the scope?
Hold on. Here we go. David Bakhtiari had arthroscopic surgery recently to clean up the knee that was reconstructed back in January. Sources tell me and Mike Garofalo, Bakhtiari won't practice or play again this week, but there's optimism he'll be back for the stretch run.
Yeah.
And that's Tom Pelissero.
He didn't practice last week either. Remember, that's what the big talk was. He wasn't at practice. He came out one day, and then they saw him. They never saw him again.
Yeah.
So he could have had this surgery a week ago. I'm just trying to get the timing down of when he could return again.
Well, we'll get more information from Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette, Packers beat writer. He joins us next, coming up on the Wendy's Big Show. Don't turn that dial. Corbin Burns leads off the last hour of the show today.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.